Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so if schools were to reopen tomorrow, according to Greenville County Schools Superintendent Burke Royster, students would be attending in person one day a week, which is where we are right now. However, I feel so bad for parents trying to schedule work at the job they're still lucky to have.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. But you know what we'll do, though? We'll tell you what the schedule's going to be on August 10th. For the opening August 17th. Sort of. They're sort of schools are having a soft opening this year, I suppose, is what you'd call it, right? If you were in the restaurant business, we're having a soft opening August 17th. Come if you like, if you're eighth grade and under, or, you know, don't. But be there August 24th. Well, how many days? Well, we don't know. We'll let you know August 10th, maybe.
I think it's more of a squishy opening than a soft opening.
Yeah, soft. Yes, it's very, very squishy. No one willing to commit to, well, pretty much anything. I can't imagine the conversations with employers that are having are going on all over the upstate. I literally cannot imagine. Anyway, so basically what they're saying, the board approved the district's reopening plan. It would have students do virtual learning online. So you're home all day. It's basically homeschool, but you learn online. One of my kids, maybe two, is doing that. Or attend one day a week when the coronavirus spread is high in the county. But if it's medium, it'll be 1 to 2 days a week. But if it's low, it'll be in-person learning. But then if it goes back to medium, then it will go back to 1 to 2 days a week. And wow.
I like mine medium rare.
Medium, rare, rarely there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rarely there. Yeah, that's it. Rarely there. That's about right.
Royster said the district is waiting before informing parents about the plan for the first week of school because data on community spread changes weekly.
When do you think that's going to change?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Nobody does,
no.
So, right now the spread in Greenville has started to see a downward trend. Mm-hmm. It's still high in the rest of the state.
Yeah. But it's always been higher than the rest of the state because Greenville County, Richland, Horry County, Charleston County, some of the most populous counties in the state, have always had a higher
We have a
total
lower
number
spread
and rate
right now.
Yeah. But it's coming down, yes.
Yes.
But still, it's, you know, your most populous areas of the state where there's most economic activity is where, you know, there's going to be more of the cases.
So there's obviously panicked parents, and was talking about a email I got from one single mom who's going to have to use her credit card to put her kids in daycare. Defeating the purpose of the entire thing.
Yeah.
Right. She's just, I'm going to have to go into debt, put the kids in daycare, and hope this ends soon. She says she has a good job. She wants to hold on to it. She doesn't know if she can get another one like that. I get it. I mean, if you're it, can't imagine. I mean, she's just tearing her hair out. Now, listen to this line, okay? This is where this gets full capacity, just full-on stupid. Listen to this. The district is planning to partner with community organizations to help provide childcare for those who need it because they're not in school. Yeah, you mean like daycare? Yeah, like you mean where they'll all come together.
Right.
Like in a, like, I don't know, classroom setting like that? Yeah, because they're not in school. You mean like where they all come together in a classroom setting like that?
Yeah, that makes absolutely no sense.
Okay, I'm going over to the bloody spot on the wall to bang my head. I'm just trying to, you're just trying to get to the point where it at least looks logical what they're doing. That makes no sense.
And I got a question too, and this is completely unscientific. I have no data to support any of this.
So you're like Anthony Fauci.
Exactly,
go right
ahead. Exactly. Except I can do a first pitch a little bit better than he can.
I bet you could. I could too. I could even girl throw out there better than Fauci. But anyway, go ahead.
I have not heard of, and this is all anecdotal, but I have not heard of any outbreaks, tremendous outbreaks or closures of daycares in South Carolina due to an outbreak of COVID-19, be it the teachers or the children. Now, daycares were never closed.
No.
Never were closed by the state governor. Never.
There's no documented cases of daycare spread, actually, as of 3 weeks ago, unless there's something new that I don't know about.
What's the difference in a school district meeting and taking all kinds of precautions and cleaning everything and doing stuff with, quite honestly, an unlimited budget? I mean, if you look at these child care centers, church run or privately run or business run or whatever, they are operating on a shoestring budget. The margins are so slim.
Compared to schools, yes.
And I'm not saying that schools, you know, can just, you know, everything's gold-plated. It's not. But still, you have got, especially right now, more of an almost unlimited budget when it comes to cleaning, preparation, safety, and all this other stuff. If the child cares can operate and we have not seen massive spread of COVID-19 among the children and the teachers, then why is it any different in a school setting?
Well, we haven't seen that here in South Carolina. However, see, this is what they're going to say. Watch how this will go, okay, because this is going to be soap opera. This is big national news. A camp in Oregon and a summer camp mm-hmm. in Georgia mm-hmm. had coronavirus outbreaks. Mm-hmm. More than 100 people affected.
Okay.
Okay, so inevitably, you look at that, we're going to go back to school. That will happen somewhere. So it's, yeah. Kids don't spread it much, but there'll be an outbreak of some kind, right? An absolute panic will break out. Okay, Oregon camp. Anybody hospitalized? Well, no. Anybody dead? No, not right. So far. Nobody's dead. Nobody's hospitalized so far.
Yeah.
Okay, Georgia camp. Big headlines. Oh, my God! It spreads through the camp. Anybody hospitalized? Not so far. Anybody dead? No. Well, aren't we all good here then? I mean, it's going to spread. I mean, it's going to spread. It's going to spread. We can't stop that. We've seen that. I mean, we've had heavy lockdowns in California. I mean, incredibly restrictive lockdowns in California. Kind of slacker lockdowns here compared to California. I didn't like them, but, you know, compared to California. And we ended up with a near identical death rate. So, and again, I've got another study in the stack. We'll go through it. Yeah, we're on study number 3 now. Lockdowns did absolutely nothing. There's no correlation between who locked down and the death rates all over the map. Some are high. They locked down, had high death rates. Some are low. That locked down had a low death rate. No correlation. Literally cannot find a correlation between lockdown and death rate. It does nothing. So, that's kind of where we are. So I'm just wondering, Lee, the first time there's news of an outbreak, and if we're seeing these at summer camps, this will happen at school somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Then what?
Yeah.
Because that'll happen.
Well, I am hearing that there are plans for that, and they're trying to keep, like, things isolated within a classroom so that you have, like, shall we say, small little groups that sort of are self-separated within the classroom so that if any one individual in that maybe group of 2 or 3 or 4 gets it, then you're not having to dismiss an entire classroom.
Well, that sounds good in theory.
I know.
But you know what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Parents will panic. They have been weaponized by the media.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, you got a country where 55% of people think the elderly and young people have an equal chance of getting it and dying. They're completely misinformed. Parents will freak.
Right.
By the way, I think I caused this statement from Greenville County Schools by reading the Greenville News, and what was in it was wrong. sort of. Wrong and not. It's not the Greenville News' fault. The state, this is what's going on. Okay, the state health department guy came out, remember, last week and said, it was Monday, by the way, if you're in a school building, you're going to have to wear a mask.
All day.
Yeah, sorry, that was the State Department of Education. Right. My fault. Yeah. State Department of Education. Okay. They made that announcement on Friday.
Right.
And then the State Department of Education guy goes, if you don't like it, this blew my mind, sign up for virtual. And I went, bozo, the deadline was July 27th.
Yeah.
Hello? I know that, and I'm a parent. You're with the State Department of Education. How did you not know that?
Yeah.
Anyway, the Greenville County Schools came back. This is what they said. Parents, this is Greenville County Schools to clarify our facial mask policy for next year. The State Department of Education made an announcement on Friday that caused some confusion. Please know that the GCS plan for facial masks has not been impacted. Masks are encouraged for students at all grade levels, but only those in grades 2 through 12 will be required to wear them when social distancing can't be maintained. Well, I don't know. Is that all day, part of the day? Nobody knows. You know what? I'll tell you this, though. My daughter, who's not going to school, is doing virtual. She went to art camp where she had to wear a mask for 4 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
When she heard this, she went, how? I mean, she couldn't believe. She's like, you can't do it. It was miserable. She hated art camp this year. And it was just because she couldn't breathe the whole time.
Yeah.
She's like, you can't wear that all day. And I'm like, and she's 12. She's figured this out. And I'm like, I know you can't. So I don't know what percentage of the day they're going to have kids doing this, but it'll all be interesting.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You want to see Joe Biden's America? Joe Biden pledged to release half of federal inmates, just to empty the system out, half of them. Federal inmates, that's not state inmates, federal inmates. Nobody's in federal prison for a dime bag of pot, let me tell you. These are the hardest core criminals in our country. Joe has signed on to the ACLU pledge to release half of them. I covered federal court for a long time. It is a very different place than state court. Federal court is where local police departments go when they need to use RICO statutes to get the dealers and the killers at the tops of organizations who terrorize communities. That is not where you go to get a dime bag of pot on the corner guy. FBI doesn't bother to arrest those. We're talking about the most hardened criminals in the country, but not just those. Those who coordinate and help operate the most hardened criminals in the country. That's what's in federal prison. So the chaos we're seeing right now in the streets, that's just the beginning. They're just gearing up. What does that look like? Well, once again, to find out what's going on in America, you got to turn to the UK Daily Mail, because our media won't tell us. Headline, New York's wealthy Upper East Side reports a shocking 286% increase in robberies. Whoa. 286% increase in robberies. You did not mishear that. So here's the whole headline. Let's just revel in it for a minute, because it's insane. New York's wealthy Upper East Side reports a shocking 286% increase in robberies, with armed gunmen holding up residents just feet from the homes of billionaires. You just can't make this up. Meanwhile, in L.A., Do you see what happened in LA? A new right has been born, by the way, on the left. If one person gets to do it anywhere, they feel entitled for it to happen everywhere. I've explained to you how this works with them. Everything is precedent with them. You see what happened to Jackie Lacey's husband? Now, we watched as the McCloskeys, Mark McCloskey and his wife, were threatened on their own property, private property, that their home would be burned down, their dog would be killed. Finally, the photos emerge of the peaceful protesters who had just ripped the gate down to their community. Finally, the picture that I saw in the beginning on the first reel of that film, when I saw it online, most of the news cut it out. They were armed with the same kind of rifles that Mark had. Didn't matter. They didn't get charged. Mark McCloskey did. This new right, this new idea that if the mob comes to your home and walks up on your porch, is standing on your private property, and you tell them to leave and they refuse to go and they are threatening you, you have to listen. You have to drop what you're doing and listen. You cannot defend yourself. The Second Amendment is dead when it comes to liberal royalty. That is anyone who wants to menace you in your front yard. Did you see what just happened? It just happened again in LA. This is the husband. You might have seen this on Fox News. This is the husband of the LA district attorney, Jackie Lacey. And he made the mistake of telling, this is LA County DA, right? Listen to this. Her name's Jackie Lacey. He's black, so she. Well, the Black Lives Matter protesters showed up at the door demanding a meeting. And when the door didn't open, they came up on the porch and refused to leave. Okay, I want to play how her husband reacted. Keep in mind, they're not in the street. They're on the porch.
Get off.
Good morning.
Get off of my porch. I will shoot you.
He's got a gun pointed at her. He has repeatedly told them to leave. And instead of leaving, they came off the street into the front yard and then on the porch. At that point, he engaged them with the gun.
Get off of my porch.
Can you tell Jackie Lacey that we're here?
I don't care who you are. Mm-hmm. Get off of my porch.
We'll get off your
right
porch.
Now. We're calling the police right now.
Good. He pulled a gun and pointed it at my chest. We're here for the community meeting, Jackie Lacey.
Jackie Lacey
Maybe
will
you'll
go.
Shoot me in the back.
Jackie Lacey will go.
Jackie Lacey will go.
Okay. I don't know about the husband. I don't know what his political persuasion is. Jackie Lacey's a Democrat. She's black and a prosecutor. Now, again, repeat warnings to leave. Get off my property. They ignore it and come on the porch. He engages them with a gun. Who do you think got charged? This is a clear instance of criminal trespassing. The husband did. For defending his property with a gun. Now, here's the crazy part. Who charged him? You're thinking, wait, Jackie Lacey, his wife, is the LA County DA. You know who charged him? California Attorney General Javier Becerra. Three counts of misdemeanor firearm assault filed against David Lacey. What about the trespassing charges he demanded against the thugs on his porch who would not leave? What trespassing charges? No trespassing charges. See how this works? It's a pattern, folks. Oh, this is going to catch on. This, you are going to see this all over the place. And folks, the crazy part, Mark McCloskey, These are Democrats. These aren't Republicans. These are Democrats on whose porch we find them up. Democrats charged for defending themselves with a gun on their own property.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Aside from their nightly attempts to burn down 2 courthouses in Portland, chaos all over the country, billions of dollars worth of damage. Antifa? No, they're awesome. Everybody loves them. And the Democrats continue this bizarre deny. It works like this. Literally, your psyche would shatter to try to hold both things in your head at the same time. That Antifa does not exist and there is no violence. Trump has made that up and the media's, you know, Fox News has made that up. There's no violence. Nobody's building burning courthouses. No federal agents blinded. Nobody's been arrested for damaging an agent's legs with an IED. None of that. None of it didn't happen. No violence anywhere. Those burning buildings that you saw in the Jim Jordan video, they just, look, over there, a squirrel. There's no violence. And they want you to believe at the same time that there is violence. Wait, what? Yeah, that there is violence and Trump caused it. Because these poor little snowflakes saw the agents. They saw federal agents and they freaked and then they had to hurt them. They had no choice because they, you know, they're just triggered by the sight of a federal agent. So you have to be able to hold both things in your head at one time without your, you know, without your brain shattering. There is no violence. There is no Antifa, but there is violence and there is Antifa and they were triggered by Trump. So it's his fault. You have to believe both things at one time. I love watching people on Facebook and Twitter try to argue this on the left. It is hysterical. They literally bounce back and forth between denying the violence and saying that Trump caused the violence that they deny. We heard this from Jim Clyburn the other day, the number 3 in Democrat leadership. What federal burning building? They're not burning building, federal building. What are you talking about?
I don't know if I've seen it. Maybe you all know something I don't know. What federal building has been under threat? Who attempted to burn in a federal building? What I saw...
It's been unfolding in Oregon with all due respect, Congressman. You may not maybe watching other networks. It's been fireworks, Molotov cocktails, explosions, attacks at officers night after night after night.
What? I'm sorry, I watched CNN. I had no idea. Extensive hearing on Antifa yesterday. Ted Cruz chaired it and did a great job with it. After hearing, quite frankly, terrifying things about this organization that I didn't even know. That it's 50 years old, that its Marxist communist roots go all the way back to Germany. That's really, but that's what I've been telling you, though. Have I not? These are the very same tactics used by the brown shirts. Textbook. It makes sense who's funding them. A guy who was a Nazi, George Soros. An active Nazi. Yes, he was Jewish. They recruited him, but he very much was a Nazi. He worked for them. He saw these tactics. He knows how they work. He's the one funding a lot of them. Most people wouldn't even remember these tactics. But he saw them work. So after this devastating hearing, we've got great audio from it. After Jonathan Turley, a Hillary Clinton supporter and donor. He's also a professor, law professor at George Washington University, said this at the hearing.
I welcome this hearing because I fear that we are at a crossroads in this country on free speech. We're witnessing unprecedented erosion of this defining right in our democracy. The protests around this country involve a wide array of groups on the political spectrum from both the far right and the far left. I discussed that in my written testimony. However, Antifa is arguably the most successful anti-speech movement of this generation, using physical threats and intimidation to silence those with dissenting views. It is all part of achieving what Antifa calls no platforming, or denying people with opposing views the ability to be heard. Recently, the alleged Antifa ringleader who led efforts to topple statues in Washington, D.C., proclaimed the movement is winning. He's right. They are winning. They're winning because universities are now effectively blocking conservative and opposing speakers. They're winning because the media and politicians downplay such violence. They're winning because local authorities are ordering police to stand down or prosecutors to drop charges. And they're winning because free speech is being treated as a destabilizing or threatening factor in our schools and society. However, threats against free speech have now reached a critical mass in our schools and on our streets. We can either act or we can remain passive pedestrians to what inevitably comes next.
So that's Jonathan Turley. The shocking part, after all the violence that we've seen. I mean, folks, we just watched Michelle Malkin, unable to speak in Denver. Pepper sprayed and beaten, her and her entourage of other speakers. We're watching, you can see it for yourself on video. Listen to the response of the Democrats. And Ted Cruz pointing it out. He's talking to Senator Mazie Hirono, who is a Democrat, completely denies that Antifa is a problem. Says they're the ones that need protection, and then walks out of the hearing. This is the part where she walks out of the hearing.
So I hope this is the end of this hearing, Mr. Chairman, and that we don't have to listen to any more of your rhetorical speeches. Thank you very much. I'm leaving.
Well, I appreciate the, as always, kind and uplifting words of Senator Hirono. And I would also note that throughout her remarks, she still did not say a negative word about Antifa, nor has any Democrat here. They instead engage in a political game where they depend. You're welcome to say something negative about Antifa right now.
I think that I've covered the subject quite well. You're okay. Not listening.
Okay, she declined to speak, so that is the position of the Democratic Party. I would note also that of the seven Democratic senators who spoke, not a one of them apologized for or denounced multiple Democrats calling law enforcement officers stormtroopers and Gestapo, to be fair. I have not heard the word Nazi, but stormtrooper was Nancy Pelosi and Gestapo was another Democratic leader.
So after sitting there for 3 hours, because that's how long it went, looking at the picture after picture, violence, explosions, fires, hearing from Andy Ngo about how he was beaten with brass knuckles and hospitalized with a brain bleed. People with blood running out of their heads where they've been hit in the head by Antifa. All that, 3 hours. Not one Democrat would condemn them, which tells you everything you need to know.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you going to jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line? That's 71307. Texter writes, Antifa started in the 20s with remnants of the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia. Antifa are not brown shirts. Antifa was the terror arm of the Weimar. The brown shirts came about to combat Antifa. Can you people not call anything bad without having to throw Nazis in it? It's like you can't even think. Well, actually, no, that's not the history of Antifa. Had an expert on counterterrorism from the Department of Homeland Security testify. We'll play his testimony where they came from. They are about 50 years old, though, and they did start in Germany, but not as far back as what you're saying. Now, the Nazi comparison is absolutely accurate. They're modeled after the brown shirts, but they didn't come directly from them. And it's fascinating to see how that developed there, because it actually started with the black shirts, the communists. And what they would do was they would beat anybody who wasn't one of them. You couldn't speak publicly. Couldn't have a rally. Couldn't do anything. This is exactly what Antifa does. So the socialists said, man, we got to catch up. The Nazis, because they were socialists, they said, we got to catch up. So they recruited their own so they could speak. And they did such a good job at it, beating back the black shirts, that they started beating other people who wanted to speak. If it's not them, you don't get to speak. Doesn't matter if they agree with you, don't agree with you. If you're not with the Nazi party, you don't get to speak. And eventually they folded them into the state police, which is where I think the left is going with this. I don't think they have any intention whatsoever of getting rid of the police. All you got to do is go back to the shows that I did when I read Barack Obama's depolicing plan. There's a phase two. It was written by the mayor of Baltimore. A couple other mayors, but mainly her. You know, the mayor who would hold the police back and let them riot, tear down whole streets of businesses because they just had to get it out of their systems. Remember her? Yeah, the plan was that local cops are so racist they could never be trusted. And so what would happen was that the federal government would offer to pay for the training in the first phase of the officers and then would pay the officers' salaries. So the command staff, the officers, all of them would be federal agents paid for by the federal government. They would answer the federal government, but they would be locally deployed because the local cops, they're just too racist. You can't have them. So we would get rid of locally controlled agencies and have federally controlled ones. So basically what would happen was they would push the money down to the local level, pay the salaries, and then they would make the calls on how the policing would go. They even had plans for a national 911 system. Can you imagine what a mess if 911 operated like healthcare does? Oh, this could be great. You're going to love it. So no, that's always been phase two. They have no plans whatsoever to get rid of the police. Now, this is the phase where they create such chaos. And believe me, this is part of the plan. This is not an accident, a screw up. This is not them thinking that the left thinking, oh, man, we can have peace. They don't think that. They're not stupid. They're brilliant, like a fox. So now you're going to have armed gangs of citizens out of necessity roaming the streets. People going to get killed. That's part of the plan. And the public will demand policing. They'll say, we can't bring back those racist local cops. And bam, the Democrats will be right there. It's already written. The Obama people had that plan. They're still there. They're going to replace the police. That's phase two, folks. Told you that years ago. We're just seeing phase one right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.